The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right. I'm fully vaccinated now. The store that I like to buy groceries at no longer requires a mask for fully vaccinated people. So yesterday I went shopping without a mask for the first time since last year. It's going to take some getting used to. I felt comfortable doing that because I'm healthy and fully vaccinated. But for the immunocompromised, it's a different story. Joining us now to talk about some of the concerns for this group moving forward, infectious disease physician at South Shore Health in Massachusetts, Dr. Simone Wiles. Dr. Wiles, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
What are some of the concerns for the immunocompromised at this point?
Well, the big issue that the immunocompromised group is facing is when they studied the vaccine, this group was not a part of the initial studies. And so what we have found is the vaccines don't work as well for these individuals or very little. And so this particular group is still at high risk for getting very severe COVID, which you can imagine is a very big concern in this group. And when we talk about this group, you know, the question might be, what group are you referring to? And it's those individuals that, you know, have some cancer, some blood type cancers, those that are on certain drugs that really suppresses their immune system. For instance, if you're taking like steroids, that particular group, really high concern.
Is there any chance at developing a vaccine, especially for this group, that might be more effective?
Well, you know, right now they are trying to do research, the academic centers on hospitals, that group, they're trying to do research to see, you know, what do we need to do for this group? Do they need to get a booster dose? Do we need to figure out a better time for these individuals? I mean, a lot of work is going into it.
Absolutely. Of course, that's got to be very disappointing because this is a group that probably has more concern about their health and safety, maybe than some of the rest of us.
Yes, you can imagine, you know, how scary it has been for this particular group of individuals. A lot of my patients told me they have not been able to go out during this time because they were concerned, and right now, just going out is even a little bit more scary because they don't know who has been vaccinated or not. So really a difficult time for them.
Well, and that underscores the importance of the rest of us becoming vaccinated to help protect this group, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is where herd immunity, you know, we talk about getting to herd immunity and why it's important. I think those of us that are vaccinated would really help to protect those that have a lot of these underlying conditions. So again, the key thing that we still want to encourage people to do for those who have not yet been vaccinated, please go ahead, protect not only yourself, but individuals that we all know, you know, that have cancer, that have underlying conditions that really put them at risk for severe COVID.
Certainly these immunocompromised people with blood cancers or organ transplant recipients, things like that, these people should be in constant contact with their doctors, which I'm sure they are, but they should really be communicating with their doctors about the vaccine, shouldn't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We want to make sure that this group keep talking with their doctors. They should not be taking off their mask, not without getting clear guidance from doctors. So, you know, the rest of us that are able to take off your mask, when you see other individuals wearing their mask, just be mindful that they might have some underlying conditions that put them at risk. So let us all just try to look out for each other.
Absolutely. Well said, Dr. Wiles. Always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us today.
All right. Take care. Be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.